Evergrande EVs turbulent comeback. Typhoon meets debt drama. Following a tense period, China's mammoth property firm, Evergrande's EV unit reinitiated trading on Monday. This action trailed a suspension lasting over a week, mainly due to a criminal investigation against its chairman. The trading day experienced turbulence as a typhoon ensured the Hong Kong Stock Exchange remained inactive during the morning session. Trading only resumed during the afternoon. Initially, Evergrande Vehicles stocks experienced a modest dip but subsequently witnessed a surge of over 7% by 2:10 p.m. by the market's end. The shares had plummeted by close to 9%. The prevailing ambiguity around Evergrande became tangible on September 28 when trading for its three affiliated companies listed in Hong Kong came to an unexpected halt. This cessation was a response to the corporation's revelation that its founder and chairman, Xu Jiayin, was under suspicion for illegal activities, closely following media reports suggesting his detainment by authorities. While Evergrande Group and Evergrande Property Services recommenced trading a week ago, Evergrande Vehicles return experienced delays. This lag was attributed to a pause on its ambition to release 6.18 billion new shares, estimated at $496.72 million. With its immense debt of $328 billion as of June's conclusion, Evergrande represents China's intensifying property quandary. Numerous prestigious firms are ensnared by escalating debts, raising alarms regarding the stability of China's expansive economic arena and potential international repercussions. Exacerbating these concerns, Evergrande confessed last month its constraints in circulating new debt due to an ongoing examination of its subsidiary, Hengda Real Estate Group. Consequently, critical meetings for debt restructuring were postponed. Adding to the company's challenges, the property segment defaulted on an essential bond payment recently, with indications from Caixin, a Chinese financial news outlet, about the detention of some of its previous senior executives. A court in Hong Kong is gearing up to resume deliberations on a winding-up petition lodged by Evergrande's foreign creditors in the upcoming weeks. Global stakeholders keenly observe, recognizing the firm's significant clout and the potential shockwaves its predicaments could instigate internationally. Latest, Mercedes-AMG GT63 SE Coupe. Luxury meets power in new release.